Western's athletic director Tommy Bell says he is against the unionizing of student athletes, but he admits they do deserve better representation within the NCAA.
I believe that we've got to get a process where we do have student athletes at the table, administratively, at every Division I institution. I think that's a first good start.
Bell says he worries unions would create inequality among student athletes. Peter Cole teaches labor history at Western. He says several factors have to be figured out, but the main issue is whether student athletes are workers, and Cole says they are.
You have people who are essentially, through their labor, creating wealth, but sharing very little in it. And so in a way, it's not so different than textile workers in Bangladesh, right? It's not so different than auto workers in Tennessee. Who's making the money? You have corporations, and the NCAA is technically a non-for-profit, but it acts as essentially a for-profit employer.
The discussion may be a moot point depending on whether the football players at Northwestern voted in favor of forming a union. Their decision won't be known until the National Labor Relations Board reviews the regional office's ruling that permitted the vote. The board's ruling will only affect Northwestern at first, but could be applied to all private colleges. WIU athletic director Tommy Bell says it could be a game changer. I'm Emily Boyer.